Many actors and singers struggle for a very long time with their craft and never quite achieve the level of success they were hoping for. In fact, a huge percentage end up deciding that dream won't come true and it's time to try another career. That was almost the story of Leslie Odom Jr. until he was cast in the musical Hamilton by its creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Odom played the role of Aaron Burr in the massively successful show, and his performing career took off. He'll be singing at ASU West tonight at 7:30, and he joins me. Leslie, how often does an actor or performer need to find that perfect fit in a role to really make it work? Because it doesn't seem like that's easy to come by.
Hamilton was the thing that connected me with people in a way that made them remember. It was a thing that sort of, people finally pushed the save button, on my name and on my face. But I had been working pretty steadily as an actor the whole time. I only say that to say, it depends on what your goals are. When I got out of school, I kind of, as a young guy, I was kind of, I just wanted to be a working actor. I just wanted to be able to, not wait tables if I could. I wanted to be able to not bartend if I could. If I could just make a living. When I was in school, I remember thinking, if there's a regional theater somewhere in the country, some theater in Seattle or some theater in New Jersey that hires me every place where I can sort of plant roots and, raise a family and have a guaranteed amount of work every year, that'd be good enough. So for some people, that's enough. Some people want a little more notoriety. Some people want a lot more notoriety than I do. Some people want that fame thing. And so they go after that.
So when did you know that Hamilton was going to be great? Did you love it right away? Did you feel like, if I can get into this show, I've got to get in this show?
I just knew that I was seeing something special, something once in a lifetime. If I'm being honest, I never in a million years thought that I would be in it. Just had no reason to think that I was watching something that I could be in. A gift fell in my lap when Lynn sent me an email a couple of months later, a few months later, that said, hey, we're working on Act Two now. Do you want to come and read Aaron Burr? He said in the email, there's no guarantees of anything. We get friends around the table to read this thing every couple months. And, if you're available, we'd love to have you. So from that point on, my goal became, okay, I never want him to see someone else play this part again, because you don't let Hamilton slip away. Great material is why you're in it. So it wasn't about money or notoriety or fame, none of that. Instagram followers. It was, this work makes me feel alive.
Is there a way for you to put into words what that feels like when you are in the midst of a show you love and you know you're doing it well? What does that feel like?
I suppose it feels like flying. I've never flown. I've never levitated, but it feels something close to that. It feels something like, there's a mind, body, soul connection. You're so integrated. You're using all of yourself. When I go and speak to kids, I'm like, you want to find a way to tell a story from your pinky toe to your hair follicles, And that's what it feels like. You just feel totally used. And it's for a greater good, because that show's an ensemble piece. And so I wasn't front and center every single moment. But the moments when I wasn't, I still felt used. Because how can I help David shine right now? How can I support Lynn in shining? How can I support Renee? Because all of it added, we were all greater than the sum of our parts.
To describe the Burr character as a villain is to simplify it to a huge end. How would you describe, he's a complicated character and you play him that way.
I wasn't going to get in a likability contest with Lin-Manuel Miranda or with Hamilton for that matter. My goal was to not be liked. My goal was to be understood. My goal was to lay out his case for why he made the decisions that he made in a way that you would empathize with him. My goal was to be as ugly and honest and beautiful and flawed as the people sitting in the audience. Because a lot of us want to be him, the life of the party and the smartest person in the room and, the gregarious, star. But I bet many more people feel like Burr. I bet many more people feel like, they're being lapped in life, or they're being, you know, they're being overshadowed by someone or by some force and stuff. And so I just thought if I could sit in that discomfort, if I could sit in the discomfort of them not liking me for a moment, you know, that maybe something in the end, I could have something greater than their, you know, that momentary sort of Facebook like or the momentary thumbs up or something. You know, just that I was going for the greater thing. I wanted a deeper understanding. I wanted them to relate to him, to empathize with him.
Leslie Odom Jr., one of the stars of Hamilton, who played Aaron Burr. He's going to be at ASU West coming up on Monday night at 7:30. Leslie, a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.